This is a podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Stand by for the call to order, or else we'll be joining the meeting already in progress.
Welcome to the regularly scheduled City Council meeting, Fairbanks City Council meeting, Monday, May 20th. Thank you for being here. I'm going to have the City Clerk, who is Emily tonight, sitting in for Danny. We got quite a few people out this week, so Emily's joining us tonight as City Clerk. I'll have her read into the minutes our mission statement and then take the roll. Thank you. Clerk?
It is the mission of the City of Fairbanks to provide quality essential services to all city residents to ensure Fairbanks is a vibrant place to live, work, thrive, and visit.
Thank you. Roll.
Roll call. So let's see. Ms. Kuhn?
Present.
Ms. Otterston?
Here.
Therian?
Here.
Cleworth?
Here.
Peruse has an excused absence. Rogers?
Here.
Sorry, Mayor.
Right.
And Mayor's present. Thank
Here.
You.
Here. No problem. Please rise for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
As we work together on behalf of the residents of the City of Fairbanks, may we gain strength from others through listening and understanding. May we work always for the greater good and not for our own benefit. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Clerk?
That brings us to...
There's no ceremonial matters tonight, so we're good there. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Citizens' comments are oral communications to the City Council on any item not up for public hearing. Testimony is limited to 3 minutes, and the comment period will end no later than 7:30 p.m. Any person wishing to speak needs to complete the register located in the hallway. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
All right, thank you. All right, I don't have the list in front of me, but we've only got a few. So, Frank, I'll bring you up first, please. Did you sign up? Well,
I don't care.
Everyone's going to talk, so it doesn't matter. So,
I don't care.
Come on up, take a seat. And Victor, you could take the other seat if you like. Thank you. Welcome, Frank.
Yeah, Frank Turney, 1434 Lacey Street, B, Mayor, City Council. I guess Dave Pruse is absent, but is he online?
No.
Okay. I'll leave him alone then. I was hoping that the new chief would be here tonight in a uniform. I believe Councilman Jerry Cleavis was waiting for her to be in a uniform so we could request that we have an on-site for the public of non-lethal weapons here in the department, and maybe some weapons that may be needed in the department. Mr. Clayworth mentioned to me that this was done before, but I was not here. I was not here when they did this. And if it's done in public, I'd rather have it done here, not over here in the police department where sometimes it's hard for people to get in when they have meetings. It should be here in the public. And Mr. Blueberry, don't recall that either, that you had a on-site public thing of non-lethal weapons here at the police department. I don't recall it. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, on a Sunday, at the AK buffet, evidently the city police was called regarding removing a vehicle. Evidently they said it didn't have register or didn't have plates. He received a letter. I may be wrong. If I'm wrong, correct me, Mr. Meeks. He isn't here tonight, so I wouldn't want him to give his name out, but I think he recalls the incident. But one thing was disturbing about it. Evidently in the letter, he called this man a sovereign citizen. If anybody looks up a sovereign citizen on the FBI, They identified it as a terrorist group. Believe me, this man is not a terrorist. He's just fighting for his right, evidently, to drive that vehicle without registration, without a license plate. That's a dispute he has. But he's not a terrorist. And I see that the same thing that they label Shaver Cox is a sovereign citizen. That word's oxymoron. But if you look it up, anybody can look it up, the FBI has labeled them as a terrorist group. And so I think Mr. Meeks has understand what I mean. I believe that letter did come from him. I may be wrong, but it came from the city here. And on there, had him down as a sovereign citizen. I don't know where he got that word at. But I think that's labeling too many people. They did the same thing to Shaver Cox over and over. The news minder, finally they got it correct. You know, so imagine if you looked up sovereign citizen back in our founding fathers, you might have some identification, but that's back then. But I just want to put that out. I don't have anything else much to say. It's such a beautiful day out here. And one thing, I was overjoyed to see that how many people were volunteering to Birch Hill Cemetery cleanup. I was really impressed. Hopefully they can make that every year. But I would like to thank the Clay Street Commission. Last Saturday, I wasn't there, but six of them got out there and raked leaves, cleaned up some of the garbage left in the winter, and trimmed all the headstones getting ready for Memorial Day. And I believe that's on the 27th. So that's about it.
Thank you, Mr.
Anyway, thank you. And I did have a little humor. Some people called me and said, well, Frank, maybe it's time with all your conscious awareness that you run against the mayor or maybe even Kathy Utterson. I even pronounced that right, Kathy Utterson. But I don't know. I was offered a lot of money. I thought it was kind of a $2,000 campaign contribution if I run against Kathy. And I thought, well, sometimes a great notion. I don't know, but I'll just wait and see if she's unopposed or not.
Right. Any questions, counsel?
Oh, I doubt it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Turney.
Thank you.
All right. David, if you're going to talk, you can take the other chair. Welcome, Mr. Booberge.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Victor Booberge. My address and name is on file. We have a new police chief now, and I was told, what is the number of relatives related to the police officers here? You know, somebody told me it was down to 11, that it was 16.
11 now.
And I don't know, 11, that's what, approximately 20, 25% of your police force are, you know, related. So I guess it is a real family. You know, is that one of the reasons why it's so difficult to find any other police officers, or are you just waiting for one of your family in the police department, that one of their children come of age so they can be a police officer, or one of their cousins or brother-in-laws or sister-in-laws? Just, you know, I'd lived a lot down in the Ontario, California area, and back in the 60s, you couldn't have a husband and a wife, you know, working at the police department at the same time. And a lot of it was you couldn't have a husband and a wife team working at the same police department, you know. And Ontario, California is kind of a modern city, you know. 60 years ago, it was a little less so. It was more grapevines. There was a 500,000-acre grape vineyard down in that area. You had Guasti, Cucamonga Winery, Virginia, Dare. It was $1 a gallon wine. That's what it was down there. Now it's a major L.A. airport, you know, but they would follow the rules. And the reason I say this is that my girlfriend worked for the city, and she'd tell me the benefits of the council members and stuff there, that if somebody wrote them from New York, say, you know, come on back to New York and see how we do it here, then they get a free ticket to go back to New York and see how they do it back there. But, you know, Fairbanks is so broken, don't have no money, so they probably wouldn't do anything like that. But the other thing I'd like to stress is this town has no public restrooms. You got everybody in here to promote tourism, you know, public restrooms is a major need for, you know, tourism. And I don't know if this guy sitting right next to me here, was he part of that outfit that got the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year for cleaning up the poop off the sidewalk? Or was that some other nonprofit? Maybe you can inform the public how that you can't afford a bathroom, but you can afford tens of thousands of dollars to have somebody go down and get the heart of the city cleaned each day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Boobridge. Any questions, Council? All right, thank you. All right, David?
Good evening, Council. My name is David Vandenberg, Executive Director of Downtown Association. And I assume it's fair game to say that, yeah, that to the last commenter, Mr. Boobridge, we did not have the clean team. That was Festival Fairbanks that had the clean team. However, I think, you know, something like that could come back again, maybe someday. We'll see. Okay. Thank you for what you do, and it looks like it'll be a light evening, so I'll try to stay within my 3 minutes. As want to support Resolution 4879. You know, that project, we've supported the project since it appeared on the tip, and we're glad to see it coming, and we appreciate that the city is able to make its matches when it needs to make matches, and they can accelerate projects. So it's a compliment to the city, its fiscal management, to have that ability. So we're glad to see it. We hope that this project still includes a traffic study, just to look at how that facility, you know, essentially has as much lane capacity as I'm talking about. Fifth Avenue, of course, but has as much lane capacity as Barnett or Cushman. And so we're hoping that project is going to take a look at Cushman as a, I'm sorry, at Fifth Avenue as a two-way facility. Of course, we're glad to see the Resolution 4880 and kind of that offset to FAST Planning's budget. That's one that we heard about and supported as well. It's very interested in that one. And Resolution 4881, the order of some snow plows, or rather some snow blowers. That's really good news. And thinking way ahead. We also had the first block party last Thursday, the third Thursday, the 16th of May. It went really well, and it really could not have happened, it's no exaggeration to say, without the help of the city. We think that these events are necessary. They draw people into our community. They show that, you know, we're able to put on community events, and it's nice to have the city's participation. And we only have one more. It's on the 20th of June, and then 3 days later is the Midnight Sun Festival, Alaska's largest single-day event. Okay. Thank you very much. Just glad to see the resolutions on your packet. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Any questions, Council? Jerry? Mr. Kleber?
David, last year when we took the tour of Fifth Avenue, you were with us, weren't you?
I was.
Okay. Do you remember the conversation between Cushman and Lacey Street? Fifth Avenue there was narrower than it is between Cushman and Barnett, as you know. And so, if I remember right, and you can check your old memory on that, they're talking about having one lane. I mean, technically right now it's two lanes, but I've never seen two cars side by side on that street because it's not comfortable. It's not wide enough to really do it. And for the other car to be on the south side of the street, it is so rough there next to the curb that you just avoid it.
Right.
So the thought was to make one decent-sized lane with a good shoulder, wider sidewalks and all that, but that would pretty much mitigate the two-way in that area. And then utilities hopefully would go underground because they're an eyesore there. Is that your memory of that, the area, that particular area, too?
Well, it was at that meeting where we, where the idea of the traffic study came out to say, you know, this would be a great time to look, because it is a, for its length, of the project length, it's two lanes, one way, and because that's the same lane capacity as Barnett and or Cushman, it was thought, you know, now would be a great, because these capital projects last for so long, now would be kind of the last time and the best time to look to see if Fifth Avenue could handle two-way traffic. And I do remember that it was right there in front of the school district where we kind of stopped and said, well, here's a block where it wouldn't work as well because the right-of-way is narrower. And I think it's, you know, to see some of the traffic study, we're hoping will show some of the pros and cons. We'll show everybody the pros and cons of keeping it the way it is and or adding this new circulation pattern.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else for citizens' comments? I know Scott's got a report later. Aaron or Deb? Okay. Anyone else for citizens' comments? All right. See, no more citizens' comments. Citizens' comments are closed. Thank you, Council. And thank you, public. Clerk?
That brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Moved and seconded. Like, so, Clerk, you want to introduce the hand carried, then we'll continue on with items to pull, please.
There is a hand-carried resolution 4881. I would need a motion to amend the agenda and add this resolution to the agenda.
I make the motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
All right.
It's been moved and seconded. Any objection to adding this? I guess we need to have unanimous to add it to our agenda.
I need to take a roll call on this one.
Thank you, Clerk.
Therrien?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Cleworth?
Yes.
Otterston?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
And that's unanimous, so I don't need mayor.
Yep, you're correct.
So that would bring us...
And that, just a note, it'll get added as like 12C?
Yes, and it won't be on the consent agenda, so it will have to be spoke to as item 12C.
So let me go ahead and ask, is anybody wanting to pull any items now? Now that we've added that, is there any items to pull, Council? All right, seeing none, we're good. No, any objections to the agenda as presented and amended?
No objections.
All right, no objections. All right, Clerk, go ahead.
So that brings us to...
On note.
Thank you.
The clerk usually reads what the...
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to go through that, too.
So on the consent agenda, we are going forward. Resolution number 4879 is approved, a resolution authorizing matching funds and execution of maintenance agreement for the Fifth Avenue Reconstruction Project, introduced by Mayor Matherly. Resolution number 4880 is approved, a resolution authorizing the City of Fairbanks to accept funds from the Alaska Department of Transportation and, please help me, PF.
Public facilities.
Thank you. Public facilities for the Alaska Transportation Alternative Grant Program introduced by Mayor Matherly. There are no other items on the consent agenda.
Okay.
Which brings us to Mayor's comments and report.
Thank you. I'll have Scott McCray join us first for comments from Explore Fairbanks. I just have a couple of short comments. Thank you. Scott, welcome.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor, Council members. My name is Scott McCray, Director of Tourism for Explore Fairbanks, and here to give you an update on some of the major things that have been happening within my department. And it seems each time I come here, I'm always talking about the China market, which is an important market for us. But there are other markets we work in that I want to give an update on, and that is with what we've been doing as of late with domestic travel agents. And I'll preface that by saying that, yes, people still do use travel agents today. When we talk to people sometimes outside the industry, there's, people are still using travel agents. And they still play very much an important role in the tourism industry. And more importantly, here for Fairbanks and in Alaska, people who are buying cruises to Alaska generally tend to go through travel agents. So we try to maintain important, close working relationships with travel agents so we can inform them of the role Fairbanks plays as a destination within the cross-Gulf Alaska cruises that have the land tour packages. We had an opportunity this winter to showcase our destination to almost 40 different travel agents who were here on a familiarization tour back in February and March, coming up through a national organization known as the American Society of Travel Advisors. There's been a shift. Travel agents are now moving towards being called travel advisors. The two FAMs that we had were unique in the fact of their sizes. We typically don't have FAMs up to 20 individuals coming, so they were large FAMs for us. but also unique in that we're bringing domestic travel industry in the wintertime. Again, a lot of their focus tends to be on summer in Alaska, and this organization and its members won the opportunity, which we were happy to present to them, to learn more about Fairbanks as a winter destination. Each fam was here for 5 days, and in those 5 days, we put in every possible activity we could have to show to them, ran them our early mornings, late nights, out aurora viewing, everything from dog mushing and snow machining, a trip down to Denali, trip across the Arctic Circle, local shopping, enjoying local restaurants, and so forth. It was definitely a huge success. One, Mother Nature was very kind to us while they were here. We did have warmer than usual winter temperatures, but also the aurora was out pretty heavily while they were here, so they definitely got to see the best of Fairbanks as a winter destination. And they were very complimentary of their time here. They just really had no concept of what we had to offer as a winter destination, so left here with very positive impressions and very eager to sell us as a destination to their clients that they work with. And out of all the things that they did here, and like I said, they had a spectacular time. When we did a survey with them afterwards, asked them what was kind of their biggest takeaway, time and time again, they went back to the people that they met here, the Explore Fairbanks partners they had an opportunity to interact with, saying that it's amazing to be somewhere where people love doing and being where they are so much. And so we do want to thank our partners. When we do these finalization tours, we definitely rely on Explore Fairbanks tourism partners to provide their tours, hotels, et cetera, at either a comped or heavily discounted rate. They recognize, as we do, the value of having travel agents and the tour operators on the ground here testing Fairbanks out and seeing what we have to offer. And that type of market endeavor just definitely surpasses a video we can show them, a brochure we can give them. They're here, they're trying out our destination and walking away with very positive impressions. These two fams were two of our larger fams we had this winter. I have to mention China. We had two fams from the China market, one about 18 travel agents, and then another one of 10 tour operators and a social media influencer. That fam came about from our new contractor that we have out of Beijing with East-West Marketing. And as we go throughout the summer, we have a lot more fams coming. These coming, thank you, June. Coming from the,
another minute.
Okay, thank you. These coming from the European market. These fams are made possible because our contractor we have working over in the European market for us. So those representatives who are on the ground overseas for us are doing great things for Fairbanks. So this concludes my report for tonight. Thank you, as always, for your continued reinvestment in bed tax dollars into our marketing efforts. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Any questions, Council? All right. Thank you, Scott, for all the work you do.
Thank you.
A few comments from me. I would like to acknowledge Police Memorial Day that happened on Friday. Many thanks to the APOA and the AST. They organized and put that event on Friday, so it was nice to have the governor here and have all the families of that have been affected from the loss of someone in law enforcement, so that was a great event. I went to Firehouse Subs earlier that same day. The Firehouse Subs safety, the name's getting away from me at the moment, but they do a national grant, and they gave us $33,880 to buy a new piece of equipment for the fire department. So they gave the check to us on Friday, and Firehouse Subs, if you haven't been there already, they're a pretty tremendous fire-supporting restaurant. I want to personally congratulate all the graduates last week and wish them good luck in the summer, getting summer jobs, plenty of work out there. For teenagers, if they just go look. And finally, you know, there was something recently kind of unveiled at the fire department Pulse Point. You can put it on your phone, and you can actually use it to save lives. And if you get a chance to download it and take a look at Pulse Point, it's a pretty amazing app. So I would encourage folks to do that, too. That's all I have tonight. Thank you. Clerk?
That brings us to council member comments.
All right. This is round one of the council members' comments. I'll start over here to my right with Ms. Therrien.
I have no comments.
Okay. Ms. Rogers?
Not at this time.
Okay. Ms. Kuhn?
I want to thank David Vandenberg for coming up and just giving us an update on how Downtown Association is doing. It's nice to see you again, Dave. And Victor, thanks for bringing back the public restrooms. It's an ongoing dialogue, so thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Anderson?
Just want to mention to Frank real quick. First of all, as I mentioned online, I appreciate anybody thinking highly enough of me to offer the money to you. But more so about non-lethal weapons. It is something I know you've been promoting. It is something I've discussed with Councilmember Kuhn, and I've looked into some of the new systems, and I intend to have the same conversation with our new chief. Thank you. I just want to let you know.
Mr. Cleaworth.
Thank you, Mayor. To second that. Frank, you and I have talked about it before. We did have a presentation. Chief Jukes made the presentation. He brought things to show. So I don't know where you were that night. It's an anomaly that you weren't there. But I thought that you were, because you were showing that particular weapon that you were promoting at the time.
It needs to be done with a different chief.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see with the new chief, because what they do in Anchorage, who knows? They might do something that's different than what we're doing here, or have they might be on the same sheet of music. But to have a presentation at some point, like I say, when she gets her feet on the ground, would be good, I think. Back to Fifth Avenue. Anytime we design a street, as we all know, there's compromises. If you want wider sidewalks, then you sometimes have to forego parking or bike lanes or auto lanes or whatever. If you want to have two-way traffic like that, then something else will have to give. The width of the sidewalks, parking, again, or something like that, especially in a narrow corridor. The problems that we have in Fairbanks that our streets are not uniform in size. Barnett is a wonderful example. That's a project that's going to be coming up here in not too distant future. The width of that street from 1st to 3rd Avenue is not great. But once you get beyond 3rd or so, it starts to widen out. And towards the end there, you've got about 5 lanes essentially there. So you have a lot of luxuries in what you can do in Barnett that you do not have in other streets. If you wanted to put a wide shoulder for a bike lane or whatever. So I know it's an engineering nightmare for them all, but I'm sure we'll be getting the study, like you say, and options as to what we can or cannot do on that street. And that decision will probably fall in the laps of the council, what the ultimate design there will be. The main thing is we're getting it taken care of, because the sidewalks there are horrible. Mm-hmm. And for ADA compliance, we're not anywhere near that. And it's probably the worst street in the city, and we've gotten a lot of them done up until now. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cleaworth. Clerk?
That brings us to unfinished business. So Ordinance 6103, there is a motion already on the floor made by Ms. Therry and seconded by Ms. Otterston at the May 13th meeting. This is an ordinance authorizing and directing retention for public purpose upon tax foreclosure lot 8 and 9, block 3, Charles Slater subdivision, introduced by Mayor Matherly.
All right. Second reading, it's public hearing. Motion to approve, Council? Well, actually,
it's already
been moved and seconded. Sorry. So let's go to public comment. Is there any members?
If I may.
Go ahead, Clerk. Sorry.
The time that it was on the May 13th meeting, a new fiscal note was.
That's right.
So I need a motion to approve to substitute the fiscal note.
I have a motion to substitute the fiscal note. Okay. Moved by Ms. Therrien.
Second.
Second by Ms. Otterston. Thank you for that reminder, because we took a property off, and that's why we moved it to today. All right. Thank you. Any members of the public wishing to speak to Ordinance 6103? All right. Hearing none, citizens' comments are closed. Council, discussion. Remember what we did last week. We moved it to this Monday so we could remove one of the properties. As you can see, the strikeouts and then the new fiscal note. Now everything has changed. Any discussion? All right, thank you. Clerk?
So the motion to substitute the fiscal note, was that an approve without objection, or do I need to call a roll?
Good question.
I think you can approve it without objection.
Okay, so on the motion to adopt ordinance number 6103, Therrien?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Cruz? Excuse me, not at present. Otterston?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
And Cleaworth?
Yes, and that should be as amended.
Thank you, you're correct.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Emily. All right.
That brings
Clerk?
Us... Oh, sorry.
That's right. Go ahead. Clerk.
Ordinance number 6106, an ordinance amending the 2019 operating and capital budgets for the second time, introduced by Mayor Matherly. Second reading and public hearing.
Move to approve, Council. By Ms. Otterston, second. By Ms. Kuhn. Anybody with the general public wishing to come forward and speaking to ordinance 6106? Now's your chance. All right. Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. Council, any discussion? Mr. Cleaver?
Thank you, Mayor. I intend on voting for this, but I've talked to staff about this before. We have a change here in the salary for the chief. In the IBEW contract that we have, there is some latitude on what you can bring a new employee in at. If somebody is pretty green, they can start at 90% of the outgoing salary. If they are, can hit the ground running, it's usually 100%. If they're exemplary and you're fortunate to get them, it's 110%. So there's quite a latitude on what you can or cannot do there. My frustration here is we're being asked to exceed that after the fact. We've hired the individual already. And the administration is well aware of it, and I know there's some changes in the contract there, but normally we would never see something like this. It would be covered by the terms of the contract. It's a union position, but especially not after the fact. So that's just my one little pet peeve, but I plan on supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clearworth. Anything else, Council? Ms. Rogers?
Well, Jerry, I understand your frustration and your comments there. I also agree. I'm in favor of supporting this, but logistically, as you stated there, perhaps a little too curvy of a line there. But it's also something that was very necessary, I think, for us to demonstrate our confidence in this person of such accomplishment in other communities, in other avenues of work, and our fortunate ability to have this kind of leadership in our community. It is well worth this extra expense.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. Anyone else, Council? All right, Clerk.
On the motion to adopt Ordinance 6103, Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Otterston?
Yes.
Therrien?
Yes.
Cleaworth?
Yes.
And Kuhn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Council.
Just one note.
Mr. Ewers?
6106.
It's six. I believe you said 6103.
Oh. Okay.
And meant 6106.
Thank you.
No. It was. But I. Just so that's clear on the record that you're voting for 6106.
6106.
Thank you, Mr. Ewers.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Paul. All right, Clerk.
That brings us to Ordinance Number 6107, an ordinance amending Fairbanks General Code, Chapter 26, Article 2, Alarm Systems, introduced by Mayor Matherly, up for second reading and public hearing.
Move to approve, Council. By Ms. Therrien, second by Ms. Kuhn. Anyone wishing to come forward and speak from the audience about Ordinance 6107?
Yeah, Frank Dean, 1434, Lacey Street, B. Regarding this ordinance, I'm trying to read the gist of this. I noticed that on page 3-6, it says false nuisance alarms. And the definition then over here on the next page, once again, false nuisance alarm means alarm signal, the police chief. I'm just curious, is there a lot of abuses by citizens abusing the alarm system?
No.
Well, after reading this, maybe you can give me a gist of what this is all about then.
Okay.
Okay, another thing, I noticed that somebody called in on KFAR radio the other day and said there was an earthquake in Anchorage and all the cell phones went out. And he was really concerned about you know, the borough, if anything happened like that up here, what kind of emergencies we sent out to the people. And everybody pointed to KFAR, the radio. That would probably be the only one really operating, you know, if somebody hit the grid or something. But I didn't know that happened in Anchorage, but they said all the cell phones went out. How long they were out, I don't know, but just curious when it comes to emergencies, because that's what we all use now, the cell phones. I don't think there's too many people who use line phones anymore.
Nope.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney.
Yeah, if you can give me the gist of that, it's all over in here, and I just must have been a lot of abuses why they'd put this in here.
We talked about it last week,
thank
too.
You. We'll cover.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Anyone else have citizens' comments regarding Ordinance 6107? All right, hearing none. Citizens' comments are closed. Council, discussion? Ms. Therrien?
The reason for the nuisance alarms is when an establishment has a system that's on the blink and they're making false alarms to the police department, usually the employee of the business calls in and says that we're working on getting it fixed. It's nothing to do with citizens making false alarms.
I know we had some up a while back about people calling 911 and giving only calls out to 911.
That's why we're doing it, Frank, was that. All right, thank you, Ms. Theron. Any other discussion, Council? All right, thank you. Clerk?
Okay, that brings us to new business.
No, you have to vote.
I'm so sorry. On ordinance number 6107, Kuhn?
Yes.
Otterston?
Yes.
Therrien?
Yes.
Cleworth?
Yes.
And Rogers?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. All right, Clerk, now we're on the hand carried.
That brings us to new business, hand-carried resolution number 4881, a resolution awarding a contract to NC Machinery to provide snow blowers in the amount of $314,345. I put the hand-carried on everybody's podium.
Can I move to advance, Council?
No, move to adopt.
To adopt, excuse me.
Yes.
By Ms. Otterston, second by Ms. Therrien.
We have a report.
I was just going to go to Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, thank you to the council for voting to add this hand carry resolution to the agenda tonight. And secondly, I apologize for the need to do so. We've been working with a representative in the manufacturer for several months, trying to get all the modifications finalized and priced out. And it got to the point where if we waited any longer, we were in danger of getting the second snowblower delivered in time for the snow season in the fall. And so that's why we brought this this resolution before you tonight. What we're looking at is earlier in the year, we rented a RPM 220 snowblower attachment from Canada. The manufacturer's in Canada, and the local representative is NC Machinery. That proved to be a very successful attachment. What we did was we looked at the some modifications to it. We had problems with some of the snow dust, you might say, that added a lot of moisture to our air filtration system, so there's a modification to that, and also some hand controls. And so we are looking at purchasing the rented one at a discounted price because our rental price counts as a credit towards the purchase price, and then a full-priced new or second RPM blower that will be manufactured and ordered and shipped here in time for the snow season. So we have two snow blowers that are coming before you tonight in this resolution for a total of $314,000. The pricing is different for each one of them. The rented one, the net price ends up being $135,687, and for the new snow blower is $178,658. We used the National Joint Purchasing Agreement discount to get better pricing on both of these. We are looking at also acquiring two additional blower attachments with the remaining capital funds money that were appropriated in the capital budget. So that will bring our snowblower attachment inventory to full force since we were on life support for most of the last winter snow removal season with the existing aged out attachments.
Any questions for Jeff, Ms. Otterston?
In the note, it states that they will be paying for major warranty, major repairs by warranty.
Yes.
What constitutes that, and what is the time period?
1 year bumper to bumper on the entire blower, and then 2 years on the engine from the flywheel to the radiator.
Okay.
Any other questions for Jeff while we have him, Council? Thanks for all your efforts on that, Jeff, to get this thing for. It'd be nice to have that this winter. Both of them.
It would be a huge sigh of relief to have it, both of them on the ground in time for the fall season.
Ms. Rogers?
Well, there's no question, but I just want to say Mr. Richardson will be very, very pleased to hear that you have some new equipment to work with.
Yes.
The person who's looking to create a volunteer corps. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Jeff. Council, any further discussion? Thanks for accommodating this carry-on tonight. We appreciate it. All right, clerk, go ahead.
On the motion to adopt resolution number 4881, Pleaworth?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Otterston?
Yes.
Therrien?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Council. I appreciate that. Clerk?
That brings us to discussion items, committee reports.
Any committee updates since last Monday, Council? All right, good. Clerk?
Oh. There are no written communications to council, which brings us to council member comments.
All right, let's go around the room to our last set tonight. Mr. Cleaworth, anything?
I'd just like to say, Emily, thank you for sitting in. I know it's not the most comfortable seat in the world. And Valerie, your run for mayor was the shortest I've ever heard of. That's it for me.
Heard about that.
Thank you. Ms. Otterston?
Nothing right now.
Nothing. Okay. Ms. Kuhn?
I've got a few things. I want to thank all the community members that have just been helping out with graduations. Also, with Memorial Day coming up, I want to thank all of our service members and our first responders. Really remembering it's a time to be with family and try and keep each other safe and create that sense of community. So I hope everybody's got something going on with their neighbors, and I cannot stress enough the sense of community that Fairbanks offers and our vision of where we're going to go towards. And I just want to remind folks there's a few 5Ks going on, and we've got the Power of Race Unity, and that's a 5K that's happening June 16th, the day after Juneteenth. So I just want to get people thinking about Juneteenth. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kuhn. Ms. Rogers.
Well, there was a letter to the editor today, I believe. Maybe it was yesterday. I'm not sure. I kind of blend some of these things together. But it was a very important letter. It was very short. But a young person was hit by a car who was riding a bicycle. And someone was writing to encourage everyone to pay particular attention. But I think beyond just bicycles, but there are people with strollers, there are young children who are walking with other family members, and it's really easy for them to dart out in front of automobiles. I think we all need to have special attention now that summer's here. Kids are out in mass, which is wonderful. I'm glad that they're out in the sunshine. The other place I want to remind caution is parking lots in our big malls. I think especially so if we're talking young children who are easy to get away from a parent in a place where sight is very limited many times in the parking lots. So please, everyone, be extra considerate and cautious so that everyone has a good, productive, healthy summer. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. And Ms. Therrien.
Thank you. Just to remind everybody that the Fairbanks Zamora Hospital hospice plant sale is this coming Saturday, and it's a big fundraiser for them. I always get my hanging plants from them. And it's wonderful to see the camaraderie of people lining up at 8:30 to get all those plants, so remind you of that. I also want to remember Memorial Day and how sacred it is, and Jerry, you're right. I'm not running for mayor. The news was wrong.
Thank you, Ms. Therrien. Clerk.
That brings us to the clerk report. Which Danny's out, so which will bring us to the city attorney's report.
I don't really have a report, but on the bicycle safety, as a bicycle rider, I think we need to tell bicycle riders to be safe, to obey the rules.
Yes.
And to be doubly cautious, because you might be in the right, but you're going to lose that battle with the car. So I see bicycle riders disobeying the rules and driving whatever in it, and it just doesn't help. So everybody be safe.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for rounding out that comment. I agree with you completely.
All right, there's no executive session, so could I have a motion to adjourn, Council?
So
by Mr. Clearworth, second by Ms. Kuhn. Thank you. Shortest meeting we probably had in forever. So we're adjourned.
I missed it by 30.
Now, we have a three-week break, Council, so have a nice Memorial Day next Monday. Thank you. Gosh. We're adjourned.
This concludes the podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Please visit us at www.fairbanksalaska.us.